Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
If I were a tardigrade, I'd move out from home. Why live in the shrubbery when you could have a throne? Pressure wouldn't squash me and fire couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When I was a kid, I was really into biology, even thought I might be a biologist when I grew up. So I know what a tardigrade is, these tiny, eight-legged creatures that live in moss and are almost impossible to kill. I just never expected to hear a song about them. But here is the song Tardigrade. It's by the British singer and songwriter Cosmo Sheldrake. His dad is a biologist, and animal imagery abounds in Cosmo's recording called Pelican's Wee. Cosmo Sheldrake is here in our Soundcheck studio. He's going to play some of his songs for us. This first one's called The Moss.
Legend has it that the moss grows on the north side of the trees. Well, legend has it when the rains come down, all the worms come up to breathe. Legend has it when the sunbeams come, all the plants, they eat them with their leaves. Well, legend has it that the world spins round on an axis of 23 degrees. Have you heard the story of the rabbits in the moon? Or the cow that hopped the planets while straddling a spoon? Or she who left the mountains while whistling up a tune? And swapped her songs with swallows while riding on a broom? Well, we can all learn things, but many and a few. From that old hunched up woman who lived inside a shoe. From the girl that sang by day and by night she ate a soup. From the man who drank too much and he got the brewer's root. Listen, all ye fair maids, to how the moral goes. Nobody knew and nobody knows how the bubble was robbed of his twice five toes, or how the dome came to own a luminous nose, or how the jumblies went to sea in the sieve that they rode, and came to shore by the Chankalibo where the bong trees grow, where the Jabberwocky small green tentacles do grow. The twangle wangle plays in the rain and the snow. Have you heard the story of the rabbits in the moon? Or the cow that hopped the planets while straddling a spoon? Or she who leapt the mountains while whistling up a tune? And swapped her songs with swallows while riding on a broom? Well, we can all learn things, but many and a few. That old hunched up woman who lived inside a shoe. Or the girl that sang by day and by night she ate a soup. Or the man who drank too much and he got the brewer's root. Legend has it that the moss grows on the north side of the trees. Well, legend has it when the rains come down, all the worms come up to breathe. Legend has it when the sunbeams come, all the plants, they eat them with their leaves. degrees. But I'm here at the Soviet of the rabbits in the moon, or the counter of the planets while straddling a spoon, or she who leapt the mountains while whistling up a tune.
That is Cosmo Sheldrake live on Soundcheck, and you will be surprised at just how much of that he was doing live here in the studio. The song is called The Moss, and Cosmo's most recent recording is called Pelicans We. Good to have you with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
So is The Moss kind of a companion piece to Tardigrade, since that's where tardigrades live?
I guess so. I came up with The Moss first, but then I got thinking about moss, and then... And also, my brother and my dad are both biologists, and my brother had been obsessed with tardigrades for years, and it seemed like it would be a nice, have some sense of continuity.
You know, I heard the tardigrade song, I guess, early this year, and about a month or two later, a big set of posters started appearing in the subway system for a Museum of Natural History exhibit with a big tardigrade on it.
I know, I saw that too, yeah.
And then, just a couple of weeks ago, the New York Times Science section did a whole thing on tardigrades.
I know, I read that, yeah.
So you were really ahead of the curve there.
I guess so, yeah. They seem to be very much in fashion at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, these tiny little animals called water bears. But of course, the song isn't really about water bears any more than the moss is about moss growing on the north side of trees.
Mm-hmm.
How careful are you, by the way, with your scientific facts that you slip into these songs?
Somewhat. I mean, it has to pass my father's scrutiny. So when I'm sort of, yeah, when I'm coming up with new lyrics, he'll often challenge me on points, and I have to shore up the foundation a little bit. So,
well, but of course, you know, the Earth rotates on its the tilt is 23.5 degrees. But if you put the 0.5 into a lyric, it destroys the rhyme, the scan of
exactly.
The line.
It's probably accurate to a decimal place of 0.5.
So, now your dad is Rupert Sheldrake, mm-hmm. and if there can be such a thing as a controversial biologist, that would be your dad.
Mm-hmm, certainly.
So did you grow up with, you know, just with the natural world at hand as a kind of a ready source of inspiration?
Certainly. And I think, you know, he's a kind of old school naturalist in a way. And he grew up very much out in nature, collecting things and curious about things. So his approach to science is very much rough and ready, out in the field, just bird spotting. And so I grew up kind of bird spotting and collecting things and rummaging through, you know, leaf litter. And so, yeah, I guess I did. And I grew up next to a big wild area of London called Hampstead Heath and got to roam around there. And so, yeah, I definitely grew up with nature abound, yeah.
What about musical sources of inspiration? What were you listening to while you were tramping through the heath?
Wow, all sorts, really. My mother's a musician and teaches the voice. She's called Jill Person, teaches a kind of vocal technique called Mongolian overtone chanting. And
oh, so like, you know, the like similar to the Tuvan stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I grew up with quite an eclectic mix of music in the house, but I mainly listened when I was young to boogie-woogie and blues piano, just because I was learning that from when I was quite young. So New Orleans music and blues was kind of a big feature of my soundtrack. Yeah.
Okay, so between old American music and traditional Central Asian overtone singing and traipsing through the countryside watching the natural world, you've come up with this really distinctive kind of music. Despite all the technology that's here, you know, the loopers and the laptop and stuff, the music actually has a very kind of organic, kind of handmade, homemade quality to it. So what are some of the source materials that you use?
Well, I very rarely use synths or synthesis. It's, in fact, almost never. It's a lot of the sounds I make are from field recordings or collected from ethnographic things or, foraged from various sources or samples of various kinds. But so a lot of the sounds have an organic origin and are very much organic. And I'm quite interested in sounds existing in places and what happens when you tell the way that sounds can tell stories and bringing right. these different stories together. And so it's kind of like a documentary approach in a way. I try and make sort of meta narratives with the sounds in some way.
And with a looping device, what you can do is you can take a sound that we wouldn't hear as musical, but once it's been sampled and looped, it becomes rhythmic or it becomes melodic. Mm-hmm. You can do that with speech. You can do that with anything.
Sorts, yeah.
So in this next song, The Fly, there's a sample that gets used. To me, it almost sounds like Central African pygmy singing.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you really are kind of casting a wide net.
Certainly, yeah. Some of the other sounds, there's a sound in the Fly of the Sun as well that was recorded by some astrophysicists by recording the slow oscillation of the sun for a long period of time and then speeding it up 42,000 times
right,
and generating
right, right.
an audio signal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're into astronomy then as well as biology.
A tiny bit, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So Pelican's We is the name of the recording. It's an EP as opposed mm-hmm. to a full-on LP. You want to do The Fly for us
sure,
here in the
absolutely.
Studio?
Yeah.
Cosmo Sheldrake is with us in the Soundcheck studio today. And again, you'll find a version of this song on the record Pelican's We. But let's hear this live performance of The Fly.
Summer's play, my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am I not a fly like thee, or art thou not a man like me? Before I dance and drink and sing, till some blind hand shall brush my wing. Thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death. Then I am a happy fly, if I live or if I die. Summer's play, my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am I not a fly like thee, or art thou not a man like me? For I dance and drink and sing, till some blind hand shall brush my wing. Thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death. Then I am a happy fly.
Called The Fly from Cosmo Sheldrake, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And once again, surprising how much of that is being done live. One guy, one table full of instruments and effects. I mean, the main thing is you have the looper that has multiple channels, so mm-hmm. you can get different things going at the same time, including your own voice. What else is over there? You got a sort of a regular sampling keyboard and...
Well, I've got... the computer basically is a... I'm using it as a sampler. And then I've got a MIDI controller and I just flick through different sounds, which then I can play on the MIDI controller and then loop in the loop pedal. So I'm just scrolling through sounds that I've made before.
And how do you write these songs? You kind of have to know in advance what kind of rhythms and what kind of textures you're going to need, right?
It changes very much. So that one actually started when I was playing with some recordings I made of smashing some slates up a mountain in Wales. And the rhythm that the slate made as it trickled down the hill was a kind of tick-tick-tick-tick. And then I started messing around with it on a drum, kind of playing drum rhythms with it. And the beat just fell out of it, really. It was the own rhythm, the rhythm of the slates themselves. So that triggered that. And then, yeah, just things spiraled out of control from there. But I don't know, it changes constantly. It's very much, it's often driven from sounds first and then sounds kind of... it seems that they have their own way of sort of falling into place and rhythm. Mm.
The way a sculptor will look at a big block of marble and feel like he or she is uncovering what's in there, mm-hmm. as opposed to creating
it. With wood, you have to follow the grain to a certain extent, you know.
Yeah. So it's not, here's a really neat chord progression, what can I do with it? It sort of grows from the ground up, so
yeah,
to speak.
I guess so. I find it more textual. It seems to me, I experience it much more like making a collage or something. It's just like piece by piece, yeah.
But you do play conventional instruments. Mm-hmm. We had Sam Lee, the folk singer from London, on Soundcheck earlier this year, and you're on his, a couple of tracks on his record, mm-hmm. playing banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Long nights where I gaze on his lily-white breast. Oh, my love's an old soldier, and he's neat, tall, and fair. There's none in the army come equal to him.
Was that your first instrument, or...?
The piano is my first. I started playing the piano when I was four, and learned by ear, played the Suzuki method, and then started playing blues piano when I was about seven. And then got really frustrated when I was about 18 with the lack of portability. You know, you can't really carry one round. My brother was playing the accordion at the time, so I started then playing the guitar and then banjo, and then again, things slightly spiraled out of control from there. And then my dad got rather annoyed. I kept coming back with sousaphones and double basses and bass clarinets and stuff. So, yeah, I've sort of collected instruments and tried to dabble with them since.
So you play all those things?
Yeah, to greater or lesser degrees. I don't play them all very well, but I certainly enjoy playing them and use a lot of them to record with.
Right, so they will provide the source material that you then mm-hmm. put in the computer. And,
absolutely, yeah. And a lot of it is live instrumentation as well.
Yeah. So how much live... You know, how did you develop the means of doing this live? Does it sort of grow up with the songwriting process, or did you have to kind of figure that out afterwards?
I think I figured it out afterwards a bit, because I've always used a loop pedal, but only mainly to improvise and do vocal improvisations. So when I first started performing, it was just improvisation, mainly just vocal stuff. And then slowly just started messing around with some of the samples and running them through the loop pedal, and then figured out actually quite late, well after I'd written a few pieces, that it was in fact possible to perform versions of them and stuff. So it's definitely been a work in progress, but some things I compose are very hard indeed to play live because they just don't conform to loops or...
Right.
Yeah.
Anything in a progressive rhythm where it's going, you know, three and then four...
Mm-hmm. It makes it slightly tricky, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. In terms of, I mentioned before, you know, the tardigrade song isn't really about tardigrades, moss not really about moss, but there is a kind of, you should pardon the pun, creature comforts mm-hmm. seems to be a recurring theme in a lot of, some of these songs mm-hmm. at least.
Yeah.
And on the surface, because of its title, the song Rich seems like it might be an outlier, but as you listen to the lyrics, it kind of fits in with that, doesn't it?
Certainly, yeah. It has a kind of rustic... you know, it's not somebody's idea. It's not a conventional idea of what rich or wealth is, really. It's much more wholesome or holistic. So, yeah, I think it fits in.
And the song is an outlier of sorts because the featured voice here is not your own.
Mm-hmm.
So who is Andrea Vargas?
Andrea Vargas is a friend of mine from Vancouver, an amazing vocalist and jazz singer and musician of various kinds and extraordinary songwriter. So,
did she write her own part? Or
yeah, she... To be honest, I was just sitting one day in my living room. She was visiting in England. She started singing this song, and it was just chills just went up and down my spine. I was just like, wow. And so we instantly started recording it and working something out. And then she went back to Vancouver, and it was just going round and round, and then slowly evolved into the tune that it is now, I guess.
So, and here too, we have these very organic, these kind of crunchy naturalist sounds that get looped and turned into basically the rhythm track.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I sometimes hesitate to tell people what this is because it doesn't. But a friend of mine was writing an opera and needed some recordings of bones cracking and for some of the...
What opera was this?
She was writing an opera about a pelican that eats people or something. And so she took a cow carcass from a butcher to a recording studio and then proceeded to do what she did to it. I don't really know, but some of it's certainly grizzle and bone. So
yeah.
There's some crunchy sound in there.
So it's kind of Scott Walker-ish, you know. Two records ago, he was like pounding meat, raw meat and stuff to create rhythm sounds. Yours is a lot easier to listen to.
Well, I'm glad.
You want to do the song for
sure,
us?
Sure, yeah.
It's called Rich, and it's a collaboration between Andrea Vargas and Cosmo Sheldrake, although only Cosmo is here live in the Soundcheck studio today, but you'll hear Andrea's voice coming off the computer in an otherwise live performance of the song called Rich.
Dum ba, dum ba, dum ba, dum ba, dum ba.
That's called Rich. It's Cosmo Sheldrake live on Soundcheck with the pre-recorded voice of Andrea Vargas. And what sound like the pre-recorded sounds of... Is that you playing the clarinet?
It is, yeah.
Okay. And something else, something tuba-ish.
There's a double bass in there as well.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then triggered live, played live on the keyboard, through the computer, and then through the looping device and everything. So Rich is the name of that. It's on the album called Pelican's We. That's a kind of a club banger, as close to a club banger as you get, I guess.
Certainly, yeah, no closer, yeah.
But that was released as a single, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And did fairly well.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And I don't really. It's hard to see sometimes through the internet. It's so anonymous that you kind of just let something go, and then hard to follow what happens. But
well, you know, I've found it very difficult to listen to any of your songs without this big stupid grin on my face. But you know, I mean, you do have this natural imagery and all this animal imagery and stuff. I mean, you could be like kind of making a statement. you've chosen to, if there's a message, you've chosen to really slip it in on a deep sub level.
Mm-hmm, certainly, I find it's not sort of overtly political or in your face, but there is certainly it's certainly something that I'm moving towards, or a feeling I'm trying to create, or a certain kind of response that I'd like to invoke in people. Yeah, one of just opening up and reconnecting, or listening more, or just a greater sense of awareness and greater attunement to perception,
yeah.
and detail, really, and detail. Yeah,
and the idea of hearing the hidden music mm-hmm. in the natural world, even if the natural world is us, you know, dropping slates down a mountainside or
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Certainly.
Well, it's great stuff. I've really enjoyed hearing Pelican's We. And Cosmo, thank you for playing some of it for us today.
Not
in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I am a tardigrade.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.
And my feet all clothed in song.